Welcome, everyone. This is Tristan Truscott and Peter Ragnar, and we'll be taking you through some coaching for the Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong program. So welcome, and I want to welcome all of our new friends and new students. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey of transformation. The Qigong program that you have is designed to take you through a four-week journey of cultivating your qi, your life force. A 10-minute program in the morning is what you'll end up with after the 4 weeks, and then a 10-minute program in the evening. So what we'd like to do is break down the nuances behind that program, the blueprint, if you will, answer any questions that you have. All right. Well, Peter, I thought what we could do today is just basically take everyone through the good morning and good evening phase of the program, and just let's go over each particular movement, starting with the first phase of good morning, which is awakening the qi. So we'll go through awakening the qi, building the qi, and then storing the qi. So we start with tapping the whole body. Can you give us, I know that you do your qigong every day like I do, what's one of the things that when you're doing the tapping, a little nuance or a little strategy or secret that you use to help get more from the tapping?
Well, first of all, wherever the mind goes, the qi follows. And that is a premise that we all want to keep in mind. Wherever the mind goes, the qi will follow the mind. So that's why understanding the movements is so important, understanding what's happening. And let me give you a little insight, which is actually very, very profound when you understand its implication. When you're tapping, what you're doing is you're activating not only circulation, you're creating a rhythm that the bone picks up. Now, bones are considered piezoelectric. By that we mean they have a crystalline formation inside that's capable of moving electrical signals. And so when we tap, we open up that channel and allow it to amplify signals on a much better, much more effective basis. Now let me give you an example on the tapping. When you come down below your collarbone, as an example, and if you take your finger right where your collarbone is, right down at the bottom, and then move it down just a little bit, and you'll feel this like a little indentation in your chest. If you feel that, it's between your pectoral muscles. That is where your thymus gland is. Now, here's a very interesting thing. The thymus gland, under stress, will reduce its size by almost 50% or more. Actually, that was what the medical profession discovered years and years ago when they started examining people, and they saw that their thymus glands were shrunken. And so they figured at one point in time in more of our barbaric medical history that, well, it probably doesn't do any good because it's diminished in size, so let's just take them out. Well, you know, they found out later that that gland is the key to your immune system. So if you want to trigger your immune system into overdrive, you tap the area, the bony area over the thymus gland, and what researchers discovered was that the thymus gland itself increased in size. It came back to life. It rejuvenated the thymus gland. And the thymus gland is responsible for T cells, B cells, lymphocytes, all of the cells that are essential in fighting foreign invasions such as, malevolent microbes, viruses, bacteria, you name it. You know, it gobbles that stuff up. So when you tap on there, that's just one place. We're tapping all over the body, but that's just one place. You get an idea of how powerful this program actually is.
Well, and you've just given everybody another little tip, a little nuance, and that's the benefits of coming to the coaching calls. Peter's talking about right down the center of the chest, right on the sternum at the very top.
Right.
Not to the left or the right. There are other points on those sides. But when we do the whole body tap, We also take you through some specific energy points that we'll talk about later, but we did not talk about this one in the program. So if you add this in, now you've got a way to really boost and stimulate your immune system at a whole nother level. Sorry to interrupt, Peter.
Now, if you go to the sides, those two points up on the upper part of the pectorals, these are classical emotion points. And when you trigger these points, what happens is that it stabilizes your emotional state. You know, years and years ago, I remember I had a martial art teacher who took he took two books, put the books together. He was looking for a piece of wood, actually, and he said, "Hold the book, those two books together, over my chest, over on that point." And he was a great kung fu martial artist, and he hit that point, you know, with it, you know, very, very quick punch. And of course, I had been stimulating my points, so my points weren't very, very tender, but I could feel the electrical sensation go through my body. And he was actually, he said, you know, most people tear up. They get very emotional when they get hit right on that pressure point. And but when you gently tap it, what you end up doing, you massage it, and it rejuvenates the energy of that point.
Are we still talking about the thymus gland?
No, we're talking on the points up on the pectoral muscle on both either side, just below the shoulders on the chest. It's actually on the lung meridian. Just to the uninitiated observer, you're looking at this and you're saying, "Okay, what is? You know, wait a minute, what is this? It looks silly. You know, I'm just they're just tapping the body, and you're just tapping the body. But it's where you're hitting on the body that is everything. That's very, very interesting. Even if you, for instance, if you move over in your tapping a little bit, you get more over toward where your armpit is on your pectoral muscle. What you're going to be doing there, you're tapping on a pericardium channel. Actually, it's called pericardium 3. And what that does, that activates and heals any conditions having to do with the heart, or at least this is what the ancients believed. They believed that it stimulated the heart energy. But anytime you do it, anytime you start massaging or tapping any of these cavities, you're releasing qi energy, and the qigong is actually massaging the body. If you have a temperature, it reduces the temperature of the body. Anyway, there's a few insights just on that one. If I keep on, we won't have time to go through all of this stuff, so I'm going to shut up.
Well, now the thing is, everyone, just so you understand, Peter's been working with this art for 60 years now, so he's got a lot of depth and knowledge. He's written some incredible books, and he had a best-selling book that came out for a company called LifeWave where Peter mapped the whole body and really researched deeply all of the acupuncture points and how to stimulate them and what happens. And I think now what I'd like to do for those of you that are brand new to this is just I'm going to pull back for a moment, and we're going to talk about when you're doing the tapping at first, don't worry too much about the specificity of these points. We will teach them to you, and you'll know exactly where they all are, we promise you. You're cupping your hands, and you're tapping almost the whole body. You start tapping the top of the head and the back of the shoulders and up and down the arms, and we take you through that specific sequence and under the arms, and you're hitting all the points that Peter's talking about. It's a shotgun approach. And down the legs and getting the ankles and the knees. So that's the first thing. Make sure that you're getting a full body tap. Now, there's a section right after the full body tap where we go through some very specific points. Some of you, if you've heard of a type of training called EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, the EFT practitioners are using a lot of the Qigong points in their modality to help stimulate a healthy mind-body-spirit connection. And while you're tapping on those points, we have you saying a very basic affirmation, which should help balance your mind, body, and spirit. So you're tapping the top of your head, you're tapping certain points around your eyes, under your eye, eyebrow area, under your nose, on your chin, and now we show you some points right under the collarbone. Those were the other two points that Peter was just talking about, K27 specifically. So you're tapping there and you're getting the stimulation of those points that are the emotional release points. You can see the connection to the term EFT, emotional freedom technique. And then Peter talked about the points under the armpit. That was pericardium, correct, Peter?
Yeah, what I think we'll do, that's more as we're moving over toward the edge of the pectoral muscles. But as you start coming down, you know, and I think this is a very important point, don't be too concerned about the specific points right now, just like Tristan just said, because you're going to be hitting them. But the pericardium and heart points come down the side. And basically now along where the ribs are. So you're going to be stimulating all of this. But remember, when we're doing this, this is in preparation, while this is extremely powerful on its own merit, this is only the preparatory stage for the next step in this program. This is why Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong is so incredibly powerful. I mean, we've taken one whole discipline, which is just a small aspect of this, and included it.
Yeah, it has been quite a beautiful unfoldment. The emails and the response to the transformation in the human body and mind has been phenomenal. We knew that it would be. We just didn't know how fast it was going to happen for people, and it's happening very quickly. And it's because you're stimulating these beautiful areas of the human body that the ancients mapped out, and we are so lucky to be able to have distilled and discovered them and then distribute them in a way that we can all do very, very quickly and efficiently. So going through the program, I think we've pretty much given you some good insights again into the tapping, and maybe more importantly than anything is the benefits of the tapping. When we know that we're going to get something from taking an action, we're more likely to do it, right? So we don't want you to skip over the tapping or do the tapping too quickly. Take your time with it because you really will get the reward from doing that. And the more you train and the more you get on these calls and the more that you research and study along with us, you're going to get very clear on how all these points are interrelated and how you can tap on them for very specific conditions in the body or specific outcomes that you would like to create. I mean, you can stimulate these points and magnify your body's energetic signal. And by doing that in a specific state of mind, you're changing yourself. You're changing the way you think. Some scientists today believe that you're changing the wiring of your brain as you're tapping on these points. So to be discovered as we continue down this path of study. Okay? So I hope that wraps that up for you with the tapping. And now we're going to move into, we're still talking about awakening the chi in the morning. We're activating you, right? Now we move into another exercise. So after the tapping and those EFT points that I just talked about, we do what's called chi grounding. This is where you're bouncing quickly up and down and breathing rapidly. Now, Peter, what is that doing for our training?
Well, one of the things, just from a very simple standpoint, remember your lymphatic system doesn't have a pump. The lymph in your system only moves when you move your body. And since it doesn't have a point, when you do this bouncing, what you're doing, you're stimulating the flow of the lymphatic system. And that allows the body to rid itself of a lot of different poisons that are only gotten out of the body through physical body movement.
Great. Now, by bouncing up and down, we're also stimulating our heels. As was demonstrated in the program, we're tapping the heels lightly into the earth. What is that doing, Peter, as we're dropping the heels down?
Well, a lot of our survival is associated with our heels, and that's why the genital organs are triggered and stimulated by the heel. In other words, I'll give you an example. There's a point on the base of the heel that if a man, an older man, would be having prostate difficulties, stimulating that point helps the prostate to reduce its size because an older man will have a problem because it swells. Or a woman might be having menstrual difficulties. And these things, when you do that bouncing and especially stimulating the heel, that helps that a lot. Now, there's other aspects of that have to do with your emotions. It also has to do with if you're dealing with issues of anger, as an example. If you fly off the handle easily, this point helps to neutralize that. Now, just think of what happens. You think of a child. When a child loses their temper, what do? They stomp their feet. They stomp their heels. Well, that's nature's way of trying to correct the issue, because it's trying to get it to stimulate those organs, to calm those organs down, and when the organs calm down, so does the emotion.
Beautiful. And so there's specific ways that you do this. You'll notice in the program, Peter and I are bending our knees, and we're moving the body up and down very, very quickly, almost like we're just very quickly vibrating on a trampoline. And the arms and the hands are facing the earth. And so we're bouncing up and down, up and down, up and down, and breathing. And that's stimulating healthy flow, the circulation of the chi. It's also releasing any stagnant, blocked energy in the body from perhaps you had a late night or you didn't sleep very well or you're feeling some morning fatigue. That's going to get that fatigue out of the body, get the chi flowing through you quickly. And then we are gently stimulating the heels as we're doing the bouncing. But I wanted to point out that when you're done doing the very quick vibratory bouncing, you could take a moment and just lift the heels up and drop them down several times, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, to stimulate what Peter's talking about. Now, we're also stimulating the kidneys, aren't we, when we're dropping into the heels?
Right. And it's very, very important to trigger the kidneys as well. There's a very, very powerful point. It's called the bubbling spring, which is a little bit further in the center of the foot, which is stimulated by this process. And, traditionally that's called K1, or that's a major, major kidney point or a life point. Very, very powerful. And the reason we say this is because the kidneys are where the ancients believed that your original life force, the force of life that was in you before you were even born from your parents, was in the residence of the kidney. And so the kidneys were got a lot of very powerful attention. And that's really, when we go into the next step here that Tristan's going to introduce, you'll see the significance.
And remember, your adrenal glands sit right up on top of the kidney area. And by doing this kidney stimulation, you're helping to stimulate natural energy in your body. Okay, so we've talked about bouncing up and down very quickly, breathing very, very quickly. What's going on with the breath, Peter? Because I know you've written a lot about red mist and things like this in your books. What's happening as we're breathing really fast?
There's a very, very ancient Kundalini yoga technique called the breath of fire. And that breath of fire was in essence a type of hyperventilation. Whenever you you get to a point where you deliberately hyperventilate, the body alkalizes itself dramatically. And when we become more alkaline, the acidity the body's been holding gets washed out. And so it has an extremely powerful healing effect, because all of the diseases in our Western culture seem to be associated with high, low pH balance, which means that it's high in acidity. And so we want to absolutely cleanse that out. You know, if you're having problems with kidney stones or gallstones or digestive problems, that all goes back to the same issue. And so the ancients figured this out a long time ago, and they developed breathing techniques to help basically blow out the toxins, the toxic acid residues, and also there's an emotional component to that.
Perfect. So make sure you get that nice deep breath, and you might need to bring a tissue with you because you're going to be cleaning out your sinus passages as well sometimes as you're doing the deep breathing in and out fast. And then when you're done doing that breathing, pause. So with the fast breathing, the body passes.
Tristan, you're making me laugh, because when we filmed this thing and we were talking, I'm not going to tell it if you're not going to tell it. But.
Oh, that's okay. we were up in the mountains and we were filming this for you, and we did several takes because we want to make sure we got it really, really good. And my body started cleansing in the middle of this. From all the tapping on the heels, tapping on the body, stuff started to be released, and we had quite an experience. So I don't think we've had tissues on hand, so that's why I'm telling everyone, bring tissue with you.
it was funny. We all started laughing. We had to stop the camera, and the power of its cleansing was very obvious, shall we say.
Yep, you'll feel a lot more clarity in your head because you're draining stuff, the mucus starts coming out, and you're filling your body with more oxygen by really getting the breath to flow. You're going to feel something interesting when you stop for a moment. So you've done the full body tap, you've done the bouncing, you've done the breathing, and you stop, you feel like you're an electrical body. I mean, the whole system is just buzzing on the inside and all around. And so look and sense for that feeling and hang out with that feeling. Because what I personally like to do is, in that moment, I embed in my consciousness, if you will, that I'm a vibratory being. Maybe that sounds strange, but I want to know myself as more than just my physical body. I want to know and remember that I'm also made of energy. And the more that I can feel that, the more it reminds me and kind of breaks the old program that I'm just my body. In fact, I had one teacher that used to demand almost that I didn't talk about my body, my body, my body has this problem, my body has that problem. He said, call it the body. Try to remove yourself from such a deep identification with you are just this, you know, bones and muscles, and you're more than that. You're made of energy, he would tell me. You're made of spirit. And when I feel that tingling and buzzing going through my whole system, I'm reminded, yeah, you know what? I am more than just my physical form. And that's a beautiful epiphany or satori to have. What do you have to say about the buzzing, Peter? I know that you kind of go into an altered state.
You actually, you get to a point you actually forget your body. The body is just what you start recognizing is what your real body actually is. And it's a very, very profound experience to come to the realization that the physical body is not your real body. The physical body is only like clothes that you wear. And you get into that body every morning when you get up, but it's something that you drape over your energy body. And in the process of doing Qigong, that energy body becomes more and more apparent to you. And it's something experiences such as doing Qigong on a windy day, as an example, outside when the wind picks up, and feeling, not even feeling the wind. You see it blowing things around, but you're insulated by your energy body, and you have different layers of invisible body. This mm-hmm. is so. This is fascinating, and that'll be your experience.
It will. Keep practicing if you haven't felt that yet, because you're going to have those awakenings of your physical and energetic body. Yes, the physical body starts to shift and get back in alignment with itself. Things start to flow better. Glandular systems start to work better. Emotional releases start to happen. As well as having a tissue for your nose, sometimes you might need a tissue for your eyes, because you'll have something shift. We'll talk more about this later, but you're opening energy centers. And when you open the heart center, sometimes old grief will wash through you, or sadness, or guilt, or whatever it may be. And then, but on the other side of that, there's this clarity and this serenity. Sometimes you'll just be crying from pure joy, because you've awakened the chi, the life force energy, and it elevates inside you. It becomes what the ancients called Shen, pure spirit. We'll get more into that as we go. But be ready for transformation. It's there for us. And also know that this energy, not only is it inside your body and can be mapped through the meridian channels, but it starts to expand, as Peter's been talking, to around your body. So you have an energy system inside and an energy body around you. Peter, can you talk about that a little bit in the aura, please? That would be
right.
Wonderful.
As you do this practice, the light emanated from inside your body starts showing up outside your body. Think of it this way. Think of these little three-way bulbs where you just click it and you have one brightness, and you click it again, it gets brighter, and you click it a third time and it's very, very bright. Well, think of that inside your body, inside your physical body. Your physical flesh is only a lampshade. It's only like a lampshade. So when you do the Qigong, what you're doing is you're clicking that to a much brighter light. And then what appears outside and what can be photographed by Carillion photography is the auric body. So your aura, it becomes very, very visible, very strongly apparent.
Yeah, and you will feel that when you start bringing your hands later in the storing of the chi towards your body. As you bring your hands, you'll feel that buzz, that electromagnetic field, which is it's a glorious feeling. Well, let's move on. I don't know if we're going to get through the whole thing here, Peter. We're still on just awakening the chi.
Yeah, well, we have next week, too.
Yeah, and the week after that and the week after that. So, everyone, we're on awakening the chi. We've talked about the first exercise, which is tapping. And then we went into the second exercise, which is chi grounding. That's the bouncing and the breathing. Now, from that standing posture, we're actually doing a mental exercise. This is called drawing earth chi. And you'll see from the videos that Peter and I are standing still and our palms are facing the earth. And we're actually feeling like we're moving energy up from the earth through our body. In Qigong, there's a lot of conversation about earth chi and heaven chi, and that the human being exists between heaven and earth, and that we're unifying ourselves through our consciousness, through our awareness, through our practice with these two forces of energy. So as you're standing firmly rooted on the earth, you want to feel like you're a tree and that you're deeply connected to the earth. It's a very beautiful feeling. It's very what we would call yin. Yin represents the feminine principle, the Mother Earth energy. And you just feel like up through your feet and through your palms, you're magnetically pulling the earth energy. Peter, can you share a little bit more with us about that and what's happening?
Yeah, if you visualize yourself as a tree, or basically a tree, is an antenna. And it pulls the yang energy of the sun and the heavens and pulls it down through the leaves of the tree, all the way down through the core of the tree, down through the roots, and unites it with earth. And so the whole principle from the ancients was that there had to be a synthesis, a harmony, and a coming together of yin and yang. And when we do the practice, and especially the movements or the times we're very still in this program, we pull the earth energy and the heaven energy together. And where does it meet? It meets right within us. And specifically at a certain point of training, it connects at the heart center. And that is ultimate transformation. But there's a few steps before then. So I'll just leave it on that one.
I love these calls, because for some of you guys, this is blowing your mind. You're like, what? This is so amazing. This is new information. It wasn't on the DVD. That's the purpose of this, is to give more. If any of this gets over your head, don't worry about it. I don't think it is, but if in case there's anyone out there listening at any time, stick to the program. That is pure, clean, simple, straightforward. But come back to this information and digest it later if it seems like it's a little bit up there for you. But these are principles that are very real. Everything Peter's sharing and what I'm bringing to you is the actual art, the true art of Qigong. It goes very deep. Think about it. 5,000 years of training and refinement, and to be able to bring that out in today's, you know, fast-paced life, we're like, whoa, what, I'm connected to the heaven and the earth, and yes, yes, and when we were more simple, when we lived a simple life, this was intuitive. We knew this. We understood it's important to feel connected to the earth. We understood that it was important to sit quietly and feel connected to the heavens. And these are not weird or esoteric things, although I guess they could sound that way. They're very, very natural. We are like a tree, you know. We stand on this earth just like trees do, and we can feel. We can feel the earth, and we can feel the beauty that's pouring down upon us, like love or grace. And so really a human being is like, you know, when I look at a tree sometimes, Peter, when they show you the side view and you see the root system down in the earth, and then you see the branch system going up, it reminds me of a human nerve cell, a dendrite, how it's conductor of energy. That's all it is. And isn't that what we are? We're just opening the channel so we can allow life force just to flow through us and then move it into the physical experience.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful way to illustrate it, Tristan, because the dendritic branches at the end of the neuron look just exactly like tree roots connecting the energy with the earth. And that's exactly what the cell does. As the energy of a brain cell, as an example, the energy runs down through the axon, and it jumps through these little hair-like members. It jumps across and connects with the next neuron. And this is exactly what happens with the tree and the earth. You could almost say that the tree and the earth, that there's a synapse there somewhere. The energy just jumps back to the mineral base of the earth, and there's a lot of electromagnetic power. See, this is one of the problems that we have in our modern society, is that very few of us go barefoot any longer. Very few of us actually have physical contact with the earth. And we, you know, especially if you have rubber on the bottoms of your shoes, or you're insulating yourself from the earth's charge. And that charge itself is essential to physical health, just to the health of the physical organism. And that's why grounding ourselves, this is what the Qigong does, it grounds you. Without a grounding influence, you're first, not emotionally stable, and you're not, your organs are not stable. They become too fickle.
Well, we've definitely given the master class today. And this is the kind of stuff that Peter and I love to teach, is we want to take you further. In fact, Peter, why don't we talk about step one being the very first posture, Wu Qi, before we even do any of the tapping or anything. We're standing on the earth. We've got the feet together, the arms relaxed by the side. What's going on in that moment, that preparatory moment?
Well, hopefully we're letting the mind settle. We're preparing ourselves by calming the mind, letting all the thoughts of busyness just sort of float away. And when we feel light enough, then we go into the posture. And Wu Qi is the great emptiness. And so if you keep that in mind, this is the great emptiness. This is where we begin. This is how you get the most out of your Qigong, is beginning by erasing all the other stuff. Now, okay, people say, well, how do you do that? I can't do that. Well, initially, it's challenging. We understand that. But as you practice over a period of time, it'll become easier and easier. So it's almost as if you were, it's like doing a prayer before going to bed. We're just preparing ourselves. We're calming ourselves. We're filling ourselves with appreciation and then just emptying ourselves. No expectation. And when you approach it from that standpoint, that's what blows your mind.
Oh, I love that. I love the innocence of that. Let's all do that this week when we approach our practice. Let's move into it with humility and an aspiration, like, I'm going to be brand new. I know that I'm here to change my health, my levels of energy and vitality. I'm here to get tapped in and connected. We're getting, Peter, so many people are connecting with the essence of this program. And I think perhaps even the vibration of where we were at when we did that fireside chat together, there was a very natural thing happening between you and I when we were sharing about it. And it wasn't about trying to market something to anyone. We weren't coming from that place. We were just coming from the joy of how this has impacted our lives. And so when you move in to this practice, move into it, like Peter said, with gratitude, and move into it with a sense of, ooh, what's about to happen. Let there be the mystical quality there. And when you do a martial art or a yoga or a practice like that, there's an ancient saying, leave your ego at the door. So, and you can do that by the representation of that as you take your shoes off when you enter into a space for practice, and your shoes represent the lowest part of yourself, your ego. You just put your shoes off to the side and you go step on the grass and let it be a sacred experience, and just stand, like Peter was saying, sense for that emptiness, sense for that presence of you, that true you, and then let the practice do its thing. Let it work its magic on you. We want you to allow for magic to happen. Have a totally open mind and see what happens.
What Tristan is saying is so important. And with all those of you who have any martial art experience, it has always been, leaving your shoes and ego out the door, because that represents the world. The world and our ego, we don't need that, because that always interferes. And to understand this first posture, it's easy to overlook that because you just go do the practice. But the first posture is very significant, and this goes back to some very ancient philosophy. The ancients believed that everything came from nothing. Exactly what quantum physicists are proving to us. Everything comes from nothing. And how that comes from nothing, according to the ancient concept, is that the wuji, the nothingness, now begins to turn. It twists. It becomes like an egg, like a big rubber egg that just seems to twist. And as it twists, it forms two different parts of itself. Those parts become yin and yang. And now you have that traditional Tai Chi symbol that is so popular that you see all over the place. That's the yin and the yang that have been created out of the nothingness. And every time you have yin, you have a little dot of yang. Every time you have its opposite, everything has an opposite to it. But in the opposites, you have wholeness. So when you put yourself in that position, you put yourself in the position of the wuji, the emptiness. Out of the emptiness, your yin and your yang, your positives and negatives, the positive and negative energies, unite. They unite in a flow. And this uniting is what gives birth, according to the ancients, to a new body, a new being, a recreation. You become a new creation within yourself. That, if you want to use the term spirit, they believe that it was a spirit body, that your real body now is developed. And that was one of the purposes. That was their viewpoint when they did this amazing practice. So, you know, there's some historical insights to the philosophical aspect of Qigong. And there's so much more that we can touch on. I mean, this is all, everything you've heard so far is still rudimentary. It's like Tristan said, you know, this can get very, very deep, but you have us here to lead you by the hand and to show you. And we'll make it very simple for you.
I love Peter's wisdom. You should see our phone bill when Peter and I get on the call. We start chatting.
I'm not going to talk about it.
That's very embarrassing. No, we feel like, oh, we should have recorded that one.
I think we did that, Tristan. I think we hit the zero point.
I think you're right. I just appreciate being able to work isn't the right word, play with somebody of Peter's caliber, and more important, I mean, Peter's got a depth of knowledge that you can all tell. I mean, it's obvious. But the reason, the real reason for this, honestly, is the love and the joy. I have had the honor of just being around a group of people, being with Peter, where we were up in the mountains and we were training. We were all sharing just like this, but we were in physical presence of each other. And I looked into Peter's deep blue eyes, and there were these tears just flowing down his face. And, of course, they were flowing down my face too. But it was this overflowing of love, compassion. And that's what this practice does for us, is it taps us back in to the source of all that is. And you're going to find, you're going to remember, you're going to know that the only thing that ever mattered was just love. Just here to love. And to feel
that. That is so beautiful, Tristan, because, you know, every time we get together, every time I get together with Tristan and Sabrina, and we all, you know, that's where the conversation always comes back to. It all is so heart-centered. You know, it's a lot of things that can stimulate your brain and your intellectual curiosity, the bottom line is, it's all about heart. And that's just exactly why Tristan and I have been working together. Our hearts pulled us to this, and now you are in our environment and our circle of friends, and You know, we're here to share our hearts with you.
And thank you for sharing yours with us. I realize I started with a steep order for Peter and myself today. We said, okay, we're going to go through the whole program and over every little... Well, I don't know what I was thinking. We got through awakening.
Yeah.
I get a little overzealous from time to time, and I'm glad that it took a whole call just to do awakening. So guess what next week is? We will be working together on building the chi, and we'll go through all six phases and all 20 movements. So please join us. And feel free to tell your friends about the training, because you might want to practice Qigong with them. You know, when you train together with a friend or friends, it just increases the level of the vibration. So invite them in. And keep putting out the great intentions for the master class. All right, everyone. Much love. Thank you again, Peter.
Thank you, Tristan.